Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
In July, male green frogs sing just about every night from the shallow waters of our lakes and rivers, hoping for female companionship. Their call, usually described as something like strumming a loose banjo string, wouldn't seem attractive, but music is truly in the ear of the beholder. Most of the singing will come to a close once the females choose their mates, apparently preferring males with territories that include lots of submergent plants, which provide a mat for her eggs to lie upon. She will lay 3,000 to 5,000 eggs, with each tiny black egg embedded in a filmy, foot-wide egg mass. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources study looked at the effect of lakeshore development on green frog distribution and abundance in northern Wisconsin. The study found that green frog numbers were greatly reduced on developed lakes. The decrease was directly related to the reduction and fragmentation of optimal green frog habitat. Their depletion in numbers is important because, like the proverbial canary in the coal mine, the green frog can serve as an indicator of the health of aquatic life in northern Wisconsin lakes. Green frogs and bullfrogs are usually the last frogs to sing over the course of the summer and will gradually grow silent, leaving late July eerily quiet. Until then, you can hear green frogs in all their twanging virtuosity along undeveloped lake shorelands, like those at the Nature Conservancy's Carolyn Lake Preserve in Ashland County, near Mellon, or at the Wabakon Waters and Woodlands in Forest County, near Crandon. To learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin, go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.